Hola, y gracias por volar en la aerolínea Aria de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también, green card.
Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about our show, check out philhenryshow.com. It's right there on the World Wide Web. Also, there should be a link popping up on that within a few weeks that will direct you to a spot where you can buy the best of the Phil Henry Show CD for the year 1999. The CD is called Philennium 2000. And also, you'll be able to purchase our 98 CD. I think we're sold out of 97. I think a few of the Miami CDs are still available, but this year we concentrate our efforts on selling the Philennium 2000 CD. And in a few weeks, you'll see a link popping up there on philhenryshow.com to tell you how to get that. All of the proceeds go to My Friend's Place. What is this? It is a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Los Angeles. It helps kids get counseling for jobs. It helps kids get some medical services if they need them. They're there to hook up with long-lost relatives, if that is the case. And let me tell you something, most of these kids that live on the streets and are availing themselves of the help that My Friend's Place provides, most of them, their parents don't want to know them anymore. So they can't call home. They don't have any link to a relative that cares at all about them. They have nothing except for these great people who've been around for 10 years operating this not-for-profit center. And now there are two. One on Hollywood and Ivar, and one on the intersection of the Hollywood Boulevard and the Hollywood Freeway. They're great people. They do a lot of great things for kids who've got absolutely nowhere else to turn. And these are the, quote, worst kind of kids. What I mean by worst kind of kids? They're teenagers and young adults. They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They're not young. They're not in diapers. They're not little Romanian orphan babies. They're big, ugly, crazy, weird, multicolored teenagers that nobody wants to do anything for except for these great people at My Friend's Place. And they've been doing it for 10 years, and they've been doing it with donations from private contributors and benefactors, not with any government money. You want to find out more about them? Visit their website, homelessyouth.org. Oh, boy, I forget. Oh, whatever. Look them up in the book. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800. What is it? Homelessyouth.org. Yeah. Homelessyouth.org. They'll tell you a little bit more about their organization, and we raise money for them every year. Last year, we did about $170,000 for them. We're very happy to do that. Okay, it's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. As you know, we're doing open phones here for the next hour or so. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to look at a list of some of the top television and radio commercials of the, and it says here, the millennium. And, of course, I have to ask the question, I could be wrong. I don't think there were no TV and radio commercials before, like, 1901. But I might be, am I wrong about that? Mike says there were a couple of TV commercials in 1878. What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? We'll be getting into that later on in the show. What do you mean there were TV commercials back in 1878? Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Santa Monica here on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
Phil, I wanted to make a public comment about something that was said to me that really offended me, and I want to set the record straight for people who might not understand the disease of alcoholism. I am an alcoholic, Phil. My name is Art. I have been sober for 13 years. I attend Alcoholics Anonymous meetings a couple of times a month. I have my sobriety under control. I was told at an AA meeting two nights ago that I have busted my sobriety. And I want to inform you and your audience that I had a very unique opportunity last week at a very good restaurant here in the Los Angeles area. And at that time, following the dinner...
Now, you're an alcoholic, is that correct?
I am an alcoholic, Phil. Those of us who have attained our sobriety through Alcoholics Anonymous have no problem with identifying ourselves. That's the first step in our program.
Okay, go ahead with your story. I just wanted to be clear here.
All right. I was... was at a very good restaurant.
Okay, let me spit on it. You were at a very good restaurant last week. You noticed something on the menu?
Yes, sir, I did.
Go ahead.
What I noticed was a wine and a beer list, and then they had a list of what are called cordials, and I don't know if you know what that is.
Well, a cordial is like a whiskey drink or a whiskey sour.
That is correct. There are also lists of what are known as aperitifs, wines, brandies, cognacs. At that time, I noticed at the very top of the cognac list was a very, very unique experience, and one that I would have to explain if you're not familiar with cognacs. Are you familiar with cognacs? Are you?
No, sir, I am not. I am familiar with brandy. I know names. I know Cordon Bleu. I know, but I'm not that familiar with cognac, no.
All right. If you're not familiar with cognacs, those of your listeners who are familiar with cognacs...
Now, you're an alcoholic, correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
How long have you been sober?
I have been sober for 13 years.
All right, sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Well, getting back to my story, I noticed at the top of the list of aperitifs was, and if you're not familiar with cognacs, I have to do a little education here. Remy Martin Louis XIII is probably the finest cognac that you can buy by the glass. It is anywhere from 75 to 100 years old. It, in this particular restaurant, priced out at about $115 for a shot.
Now, this is Remy Martin.
Remy Martin, Louis XIII. It is.
Is this the cognac? Let me ask you a question. I know a little bit. Is this the stuff that was hidden from the Germans?
There was a cachet of it hidden from advancing German troops in the cognac region of France. And this was hidden by the French. And eventually, was bottled, and a lot of it has made its way over to the United States. Now, certainly, there is quite a bit of it as well. You have to know that Remy Martin Louis XIII cognac is a collection. There's a lot of different cognacs that have been aged anywhere from 75 to 100 years.
So there is no specific kind of grape or whatever?
No, sir. It is a cognac. It could be a lot of different cognacs, but this is aged 75 to 100 years. It is, without a doubt, the unparalleled drinking experience, I would say not only for cognac lovers, but for any lover of a good drink. Again, it was shipped out on a freight car. Now, I am coming up on 14 years of sobriety. The other night, saw this on the menu, and I did, I think, what anyone who appreciates a good cognac would have done. I ordered a shot, and I did consume that shot. Now, you got to understand something. This is 113-year-old cognac.
Now, you're an alcoholic. You're in AA, and you have been sober for 13 years.
Going on 14, Phil. My sobriety birth date is January 2nd, 1986, and I am coming up on my 14th birthday. I'm very proud of that.
Now, the other night, you drank a glass of cognac.
Hold on for a minute, because you're getting...
All right, I thought I said... If I'm getting too far ahead here, sir...
You are getting a little ahead, Phil. I didn't drink a glass of cognac. I had a snifter of Remy Martin, Louis XIII. Now, this was an experience like no other.
And but as an alcoholic, are you not...
Hold on for just a second, because you're not listening to what I'm saying. I had a snifter of Remy Martin, Louis XIII.
And you're saying to me that this is somehow different from drinking alcohol. Why?
Well, number one, I wasn't drinking it to get drunk. I was drinking it as an experience. Number two, the man in the AA meeting last night who got up and told me that I broke my sobriety does not understand what Remy Martin Louis XIII is and does not understand truly what breaking your sobriety is. This was an experience unlike any other.
But you had a glass of alcohol.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, hold on. right.
Did you had a glass of...
Whoa, Mr. Henry, I had Remy Martin, Louis XIII.
And well, you hold the line then, okay, sir, because you and I are not understanding each other. This guy is in Alcoholics Anonymous, has going on 14 years of sobriety, and the other night he was in a restaurant and bought himself a shot of Louis... What is it called? Louis Martin? Remy Martin, Louis XIII cognac. He said this is an experience like no other. A guy in the meeting said he's an alcoholic. He shouldn't have had the drink. What? I don't know. Let me throw it open to you guys. We'll get back to this gentleman in a moment. Find out what his name is, if you wouldn't mind, Mike. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know anything about cognac. I know a little bit about Alcoholics Anonymous. A gentleman on the line here from Santa Monica, and I find out that your name is Art.
That is Art Griego, Phil.
Art Griego. All right, now you're an alcoholic, correct?
Yeah, I am an alcoholic, yeah.
Now, are you an AA?
I do attend AA, right.
Why did you just give me your last name?
Well, Phil, anonymity is not... Anonymity means, first of all, for instance, you don't know who I am, do you?
No, but wait a minute. Alcoholics Anonymous means you're anonymous. You just gave me your full name, Art Griego.
Yeah, but that, you don't know. Do you know who I am?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, then I'm anonymous, okay? I'm saying, look, I've got 13 years of sobriety. I've worked the program. I've seen a lot of the old-timers, and I don't know who, you know, well, this guy thinks he's fooling. But let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. If you're familiar at all with Remy Martin, Louis XIII, I didn't drink it to get drunk. I have been sober for almost 14 years. I've sponsored two people in the program, Jim Wilcock, who's been in the program for 9 years, and Ray Seward, who I also sponsored. Remy Martin, Louis XIII, top of the line, doesn't violate my sobriety.
And why doesn't that violate your sobriety? Because you drank it not to get drunk?
Because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I'm never going to do it again. All right, and I told them that at the meeting. I got up and I said, let me tell you guys something. I did this because I'd always wanted to know what Louis XIII cognac tasted like, but I'll never do it again.
And how was that received?
It was not received well by this one guy. A few other people were backing me up. But one guy was all pissed off.
I don't know anything about AA, and I know precious little, and I should know more, about alcoholism. But I've always been told an alcoholic is like a diabetic. A diabetic should never eat sugar because it is potentially lethal. And alcohol to the alcoholic is the same. It is a lethal substance. You can wind up dead, you can wind up in jail, or you can wind up in a madhouse. If
Mr. Henry, I've been to plenty. I don't need to hear the speech, okay? Are you an alcoholic?
I'm sorry?
Are you an alcoholic?
No, sir, I am not.
Well, then I don't know that you can give me a speech.
I'm not trying to give you a speech. I'm telling you what I know.
Well, what you know is not quite up to the par. I told them I wouldn't do it again.
You told him that you wouldn't do it again.
That is correct.
Now, as you can well imagine, I have people on the line here who know the program. And
fine. Let's bring them on.
You want to talk to some people?
Absolutely. Bring them on. I know the AA program.
You know the pro. Well, I got a guy. All right, let's go to Charlotte here on the Phil Henry Show. Good evening. Hi.
How you doing?
Good, sir.
I want to address this guy, okay? I am a member. I am also a member of the program. I will not identify myself by name because it is a direct violation of our tradition.
Wait a second. He doesn't know who I am.
Hey, listen. That is
you don't know who I am.
Okay, if you were my sponsor and you were to identify me by name, I would have such a problem with that, like you just did.
No, I didn't identify you.
People in your area know who you are. People who aren't in the fellowship know who you are. They will be able to identify you so easily.
I didn't identify you.
The people that you sponsored easily.
Do you know who they are?
I don't. Not personally.
Okay,
no. Your area. I'm on the East Coast, pal. Okay,
I don't know who you are. I don't know you from Adam. I do know that.
Hey, listen.
I attend AA Southern California.
Hey, stop.
Well, you're telling me all this stuff I'm doing, and I'm not doing it.
You did. Hey, Phil, Bill, did he just say who sponsored?
You said you mentioned the names of the men that you sponsored.
Do you know who they are? And again, you're skirting
the
issue.
Hey, stop for just a moment.
You're skirting the issue. Yeah.
May I speak?
Go ahead.
Okay, listen. Two, one of the parts of the program is that we stay abstinent from all mind or mood-altering substances.
Right.
Okay, guess what? Cognac is a mind and mood-altering substance. You put alcohol into your system. You said you, drank it last week? You've been sober for a week, not 13 years.
14 years, my man.
I'm sorry. That's not how this program
is. I'm never going to do it again.
I've never tasted Persian White. Had it. You know what? I never will because I don't want to put it into my system.
What's Persian White?
It's a form of Coke. It's not hip Coke, but heroin.
Oh, it's heroin.
Yeah, it's a different drug. I'm drinking just about everything there is out there.
Is it pretty good? Well, that's not alcohol.
Hey, I tell you what. No,
that's not alcohol.
A mind or mood altering substance.
No. Yeah, you can't be messing around with anything, can you? You can't be smoking dope. You can't do anything.
That's not part
right?
of this thing.
No. Alcoholics Anonymous. Hello?
Yeah, it is Alcoholics Anonymous.
Okay.
I'm trying to make a point, okay?
You sound pretty wired right now.
You are not listening. You're not listening.
What are you, coked up right now? Because you're running.
That's not fair to say to the man.
I'm very angry at what
he's
done.
Well, what did I do?
I'm very angry.
What did I do?
You have violated several of the traditions of the program, okay? The traditions are set up to keep us from tearing apart from within. You have violated them.
Well,
you
mentioned the name of the two guys that you sponsored.
What are you going to mention it again? This guy doesn't know who the guys are.
People in your area do know who they are.
No, they don't.
You sponsor have no friends outside of the program.
Of course they do, but are they?
Okay,
the people
friends who might
the
be
show.
Listening. Their friends who might be listening to the show know that they're in the program.
All right, I'll tell you that. If anybody knows who Ray Seward is, I'd really like to find out, okay?
And you just mentioned the man's name again, okay? You just mentioned his name again.
But do you know who he is, Phil?
It doesn't matter.
Do you not understand what I'm getting at?
I don't think either one of you guys understand the tradition of anonymity, number one.
Listen, okay.
Have you ever had Remy Martin Louis XIII?
Me?
Yeah.
Hell no. I'm not going to pay that much for liquor.
Buddy, you don't know what you're missing.
Yes, I do. I'm missing living on the street.
This
That's
guy is
missing.
An alcoholic, and he's going, buddy, you don't know what you're missing. Hold on, sir. I got to take a break. I will ask the gentleman in Charlotte to hold on. I'll be right back with you and right back with Mr. Griego. Phil Henry Show.
Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще водка.
Well, welcome back to the Cal Worthington Roundup. Anyway, Phil Henry Show. 449-8686. Man, I got to bring that Beckology in here. So anyway, we're going to, by the way, close out our show with another Jeff Beck cut this evening. And we will use the... I think that Beckology would be very good for other musical needs that we have in a program, not that we have that many. Anyway, let me get back to the guy who's on the phone here who is in AA, sober 14 years, going on 14 years, had himself a glass of Remy Martin, Louis XIII, and claims that he did not bust his sobriety, although a guy in an AA meeting the other day said that he did. Now, we've talked to people who are alcoholics, who are in AA. What do you call breaking your sobriety, sir?
Phil, I think, what do I call it? I think getting plowed on a six-pack of, you know, getting plowed on Jaeger or getting plowed on a six-pack of Bud.
Is drunkenness what is neat?
No, I'm talking drunkenness, yes and no, but I had Remy Martin Louis XIII. A lot of these alcoholics, they were drinking, God knows what, Sterno. They're drinking torpedo juice. They're drinking mouthwash. They're drinking, all of that stuff. Shoe polish. I'm talking about Remy Martin, Louis XIII, and I had a little tiny bit. And
what do you call a little tiny bit?
I had a little tiny snifter of it, and I'll never do it again. That's it. That is the last I'm going to drink. I had to do it though, because it's so good. It is so good.
Is that a healthy thing for an alcoholic to say, man, that Remy Martin, man, that stuff?
Well, it is. Hey, what do you want me to lie about it? Stuff went down like honey. Man.
How can you sit there and tell me you'll never do it again while your mouth is watering over this stuff?
Because I won't. Because I respect my sobriety and because I got 14 years in. But I got to tell you something, Phil. Liquid gold, baby. Remy Martin, Louis.
I got it. Louis the 13th, and you spent $115 for the shot.
That's right.
All right, here is Yucca Valley on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Yes, sir.
My name's Tim. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Tim.
I was not told to go to AA meetings or anything. It's something I did on my own. I wasn't, you know, sent there by the court or anything. One day I got up and I knew I had a problem.
Right.
And basically...
What's your story?
I'm just a drunk.
That's me too, brother.
I slide back and forth. I'm doing my best to take care of it.
Oh, are you drinking?
No, sir.
Oh, what do you mean slide
back? I'm 6 months sober. But I will say, what you did is you did violate it.
Oh, wait a second.
You got to start back.
I got 14 years sobriety.
No, because you went out and you had a drink.
All right, when you slid back, what did you have?
A beer.
A beer.
But I still slid.
Of course, a beer.
Hey, buddy, the hardest thing for me ever
did in my life. Yeah.
Wait, just the hardest thing I ever did in my life.
Right.
Was to stand up in front of a bunch of strangers and go, "My name's Tim, and I'm an alcoholic."
That hurt. What's your last name?
Don't tell him your last name.
Dude. And you violated the trust by even mentioning these people's
names. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows who these guys are.
I don't care if anybody knows who I are, and I don't want anybody to know
who they are,
even if they do and they're listening.
Nobody knows who Jim Wilcock
is. Nobody's business what
I'm. That's the third time you've mentioned.
True with my life.
Look, I sponsored a guy. He's been sober 5 years.
I'm surprised that they still let you sponsor people if you've been drinking.
Whoa! Hold on for a minute, there, pal. I've been sober 14 years.
You took a drink.
You took a drink. You have not been sober for 14 years.
Wait a minute.
You might have been sober previous.
Wait a second. I took a drink of Remy Martin
Louis XIII. I don't care. You're using that as an excuse because it's some kind of expensive BS.
Expensive BS is what you call
it. Yeah. I mean, you're strutting your stuff around going, "Well, I spent $100-something on this glass."
No, I spent $115.
Okay.
Buddy.
I can't believe you're an alcoholic and you're talking to this man, this guy. What is your name, sir, in Yucca Valley? You're
Tim.
Tim. Tim was called in, shared his story, and you're sitting here discussing with him the taste of Remy Martin, Louis XIII.
Liquid gold, baby.
I didn't even spend that much money on a dang drink, even if I wasn't a drunk.
That's why I'm saying that what you did is you busted your sobriety when you went back on a beer. That's the difference between you and me.
Yeah, and you did, too, and you had... What's the difference?
The difference is about $115.
The difference is you're stupid for paying that much money for a drink.
You had never had Remy Martin.
I don't want it.
Let me ask you a question. Are you drunk now?
No.
You haven't had a drink?
No, sir, I have not.
All right, let me say this to you. If you feel like taking a drink, and I'm not... I don't want to do it.
Well, if you're asking this guy to take a drink...
No, I am not, Phil.
Well, I don't care if it's Remy Martin.
Well, he said he doesn't want to spend that much. You don't want to spend that much in a drink, huh?
There's no way in earth I would spend that much money on a drink.
Hey, it is the finest.
Hey, I get better...
Personally, I don't think this is a healthy conversation. You're two alcoholics. You shouldn't be talking about the relative merits and taste of booze, okay? Especially when it almost killed both of you, all right? And to sit there...
I've been sober 14 years. Please don't start preaching the program to me. And you don't call Remy Martin, Louis XIII, booze. This stuff is...
It's alcohol.
What are you laughing at?
It's alcohol.
It's Remy. Do you know that the Germans tried to get their hands on this stuff? What do you think about that?
I'm going to back out of here.
Yes, sir. I don't blame you.
Okay.
No, thank you. What do you think about the Germans trying to get... Do you chew straw?
Oh, I don't even care about the Germans.
This stuff survived the Holocaust, my man.
Whatever.
I didn't have
whatever.
To do it. I'm backing out.
See you later. Thanks for calling. Whatever, okay?
The Germans tried to get their hands on this stuff.
So what? And when the Germans, by the way, were trying to get their hands on it, it was only 30 years old. So I guess it wasn't the liquid gold that you're drinking now, huh?
I'm not drinking it.
Well, that you drank the other night and that you were in jeopardy of drinking again because you did bust your sobriety, didn't you?
Don't tell a 14-year sober guy whether he busted his sobriety or not, all right?
Well, are you going to drink it again?
I'll never do it again. I'll never do it again. Just that one time.
You'll never do it again.
It really says something. If the Jews are hiding this stuff, doesn't that say something about it?
And what is that supposed to mean?
Well, it's the same. Doesn't that say something about how good it is?
I don't know. I know that people were hiding all kinds of stuff. They were hiding artwork. They were hiding people, including Jews. So I guess they hid their cognac, too. Atlanta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Ronnie in Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry. I've been an alcoholic for 15 years now, and I've sponsored 3 people. And if you let anything go through your lips, and it's alcohol or drugs or anything, you violated the program.
Are you sober now?
Yes, I've been sober for 10 years.
You've been sober for 10 years?
Yes, I have.
Good. I mean, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
I don't do drugs.
Violated AA rules. And you violated the oath to AA.
Well, how do you figure that?
That you've let alcohol pass through your lips.
It was weakened
to the point of doing this.
It was cognac.
I don't care what it was. It was alcohol.
Have you ever had it?
No, I've never had cognac.
All right, well, I don't know how you could make these claims.
Well, I can't. I just, regardless of what
you've
done.
I'll tell you something. What I did when I got sober is I kept a fully stocked bar in my house to remind me of how bad it was when I was drinking. Okay? Hello?
Yes.
All right. I got a bottle of Glenlivet, 18-year-old single malted scotch. I've got a couple bottles of Hennessy. I've got some pretty good stuff. None of it compares to the Remy, to the Louis the 13th.
And what have you got, a bar in your house?
Just to remind me of how bad it was.
That's screwed up. You should have poured that a long time ago. You know that.
To remind me of how bad things could have been. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. You should have taken all that alcohol and taken it out of the house and possibly taken it like to Sandy Springs Billiards and given it to them.
Who's that guy you're talking to?
You should not have alcohol in your house if you're an alcoholic.
I did that 14 years ago. I got rid of all the alcohol.
I thought you had alcohol in your house.
Well, I've purchased it since.
Well, what are you doing, man? Are you going out?
I'm going to ask this guy. Who's that you're talking to in your car?
Huh?
Who's that you're talking to in your car?
That's my friend.
Well, what, is he telling you what to say?
No, he's not telling me what to say.
What's he saying to you?
Huh?
What's he saying to you?
He's not saying anything right now. It's you and I.
What was he saying?
Huh? What? I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to him. I was listening to you.
Oh, he's just babbling?
I guess so. I wasn't paying attention to
him. Holy jeez. You're driving around with some guy just babbling off?
I guess so, yeah.
Wild. Are you sponsoring?
I'm more worried about you because you have a problem.
Are you sponsoring him?
No, I'm not sponsoring him.
Well, you ought to. Because
all right, never forget it, okay?
You got stupid friends, don't you?
Never mind. Listen, I thank you very much, sir. So sober 10 years. Huh? Good for you. Congratulations,
sir.
Thank
you. He'll be my prayers.
I got 14 years coming up on January 2nd.
No, you don't have 14 years coming up on January 2nd. You took a drink last week.
I took a drink of Remy Martin.
Yeah, Louis the 13th, and it's really out of sight, and it's great stuff. And we got this guy who's been hanging on in Charlotte. Go ahead, sir. Charlotte, hello. Was he gone? Okay, he's gone. 1-800-449-8686. Hello, is Charlotte there? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Art, who is an alcoholic and had himself a drink of... Hey, either release that line 4 or find somebody on it, okay? 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Art, who is a... And I think you gave me your last name, right?
Art Griego, yeah.
Which, you're an Alcoholics Anonymous, is that right?
Yeah.
And you're giving your last name, you're giving the last names of people that you've sponsored, and you had a drink of Remy Martin, Louis the 13th.
Whoa. Let me do this for you, okay? Because obviously you don't know what you're talking about. Remy Martin.
Hey, when it comes to booze, pal, I'll give you the red carpet. You know it all, okay?
All right, well, let me say it. Remy Martin, Louis the 13th, top of the line.
This doesn't violate your sobriety because?
Because of the fact that I didn't drink it to get drunk. I did it to experience something that is once in a lifetime. I'll put the question to you this way, sir. If you had the opportunity to jump out of an airplane and survive, would you do it?
If I had the opportunity, what, with a parachute?
No, to free fall out of an airplane and not get hurt, would you do it?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No, sir.
Buddy, I feel sorry for you, I'm telling you.
You feel sorry for me that I won't jump out of an airplane.
That's right, because that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience that you'll never have again. And, buddy, I feel sorry for you.
Well, buddy, I feel sorry for an alcoholic who kids himself into thinking that he can take one drink of Remy Martin, Louis XIII, $115 a shot, and still has his sobriety. And you've heard one alcoholic after the next tell you that you don't. And there you are, just, hey, man, it's liquid gold, but I'll never do it again. You're goofy. Got it? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. We have Art on the line. He's an alcoholic. He claims to have been sober for 14 years, but the other night he went into a restaurant and ordered up a shot of, and I wrote it down so I don't get this wrong, Remy Martin Louis XIII cognac, $115 a shot. He says he drank it because it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and he'll never do it again, and he claims that he hasn't busted his sobriety. He also...
No, I'm not claiming, Mr. Henry. The guy in the AA meeting the other night told me that I did, and he's a lying son of a bitch, and he's a lying son of a bitch, because I didn't bust up my sobriety know-how, and I've been sober for 14 years, and I will never do it again.
But the guy said you took one drink, and you got a fully stocked bar at home?
That's right. I got single malt Glenlivet Scotch. I have 18-year-old and 12-year-old. I have wine. I have cognac. I got everything.
Why?
Because it reminds me of how it was for me when I drank every day.
All right, your world and the one you live in here, the world you're living in there with the booze, I don't get, man. 14 years sober, but you took a drink last week.
That's correct.
Because it was Remy Martin, Louis XIII.
That's right.
And you're still sober 14 years.
Yeah, I am, because I didn't drink it to get drunk. I drank it for the experience of it.
For the experience of it. Here is Memphis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have a question. I'm just wondering, like in Alcoholics Anonymous, is there any kind of alcohol that they say would be acceptable?
What?
Is there any kind of alcohol that would be acceptable for an alcoholic to drink in Alcoholics Anonymous when it really wouldn't break their sobriety? Like say, for example, if an alcoholic wanted to drink Lysol or something, or vanilla or something, would that
break
their sobriety?
No, you can't do that. But the Remy Martin is not a problem. The Louis XIII is not a problem.
Okay, so
wait a minute. Do you really know the answer to that question? Are you asking that rhetorically?
Well, what I'm asking is...
you don't really know the answer to that question?
Do I know the answer?
Yeah.
Well, yes, I do.
Oh, so you're asking a rhetorical question.
Well, yeah, because...
Well, if you're asking, why did you ask me if you don't know the answer to the question?
Well, because it seems to me that you feel that drinking Remy, the whatever it is,
Remy Martin,
expensive alcohol.
Louis XIII.
Yes. Well, to me...
$115 a shot, baby.
Yes. Well, let's say that I said to you, if it's not a problem, why would you never drink it again? Because I could send you a case of it.
Because I'll never do it again. They were getting on me about it at the meeting, and I saw I won't do it again.
Well, but why would you not ever do it again? If it's an exception to Alcoholics Anonymous...
Have you ever had it?
That you could drink it? No, I haven't.
Oh, you got to try it. Are you an alcoholic?
But you see, now, is there a difference?
Are you an alcoholic?
Should I offer it to all my alcoholic friends when they come over? I say, I understand
no,
that you're
no.
alcoholic.
Are you an alcoholic?
No, I'm not.
You can drink it. And if I were you, are you have a boyfriend?
So you're saying it's okay for me to drink it because I'm not an alcoholic.
Well, I'm just saying, you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I have a husband.
Okay, get him.
And I've had a father who has been an alcoholic, and I really wouldn't have offered him any kind of alcohol whatsoever.
I'm saying that's not right for everybody, but me. Okay, get your boyfriend or your dad to take you over to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Okay, well, look,
and order the Remy Martin.
But, sir, this
Louis
is not about me. This is not
God
about me drinking.
Damn, is it good?
But that's great.
Will you listen
that's
to
great
the lady? Listen to the lady.
I'm listening to what she's saying.
Let me ask you this thing. Let's
I'm just saying that's
and,
what
and I'm not
do
trying to jump on you. I'm just going to say this. Like,
are
for
you
example,
a doctor? Are you a doctor?
I'm a registered nurse.
Oh. Really?
Yes. So
when
I'm quite familiar.
When I was in detox, I met the nurse.
Yes. Well, I can
when
ask
you were in detox.
This
yeah
question is, this is unrelated, but I mean, this is, for example,
what are you,
I'm a murderer.
I've been talking to you for like 3 minutes. So I don't know what the hell. What are you talking about? What do you want to know?
Well, what
do
I want to know is where
me
there's an exception. Like, let's say that I'm a murderer. Let's say that that's my problem, right? I'm not an alcoholic. Okay? I'm a
nurse
murderer.
When I was in detox, I met a nurse, and she was beautiful.
Okay, well, how is that related to this at all?
Well, what are you
this
talking
about? This is
you're
not about me. We're talking about you, and you're saying that you're having a problem.
You're talking
with
about a murderer. What has that got to do with anything?
Okay, well, let's just compare. Let's just say I'm a murderer, and that's my
okay
problem.
Okay, let's say that I met a nurse who was beautiful.
Okay, let's just
okay
say you met a nurse that was beautiful.
There
she
you
was
go
a murderer. And she said, you know, I've been murdering people
no
for years. And then I went through a program. I was put in jail, and they rehabilitated me. And I said, I'd never murder again. I would never harm anybody again.
Right.
Because I have a tendency,
right,
which is a flaw that I've dealt with. I've
right
gone through a program.
Okay.
I've done great for, say, 13 years. I've been wonderful. I haven't harmed
right
a hair on anyone's head.
Right, I got
but
you.
But then I have a chance of a lifetime.
Right.
To murder, let's just say Hitler is alive and I have a chance to murder him. So, wow, I can actually go murder someone.
Are you
so should I do it? I mean, everybody might agree with me.
I don't know. What
a person you would murder, but should I? Am I okay to go murder?
Have you talked to a doctor about it, or what are you? I don't understand.
She's talking about this hypothetically.
I don't understand.
She's saying that she doesn't have a problem.
She's talking about murdering people. I'm talking about one little drink of Remy Martin. Okay?
But she's talking about it hypothetically.
I don't understand what you mean. She said she wanted a murder. She said that she would kill Hitler.
Well, I'm just
okay
what I'm trying to make
you
a comparison that's obviously not
you
very good for you to understand. So,
well, what are you talking about?
Well, what I'm talking about is that when you have a problem with something,
you love your man.
Yes, I do.
Then you should stick with him through thick and thin.
Yes,
have
yes
you been
I understand.
Let me ask
that,
you: have you been drinking
not about
tonight,
me, sir?
Have you been drinking, Mr. Henry?
No.
Have you been drinking?
Have you been drinking?
That's what I'm wondering, if you've been drinking.
Except,
these
have you
are
been
simple,
drinking?
Simple concepts.
Are you drinking today?
Have you been drinking?
I asked you first.